tried to ban this man many, many times from the programme, but Robert, the taxi driver, seems to have got through again. Good morning to you.
Hey, Stephen. Stephen, you don't talk with five live callers like the way you're talking to me now. That's the first point.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning to you. I'd like to say there's 500 black taxi drivers in Belfast city centre, each paid £500 each for an operator's license to ply their trade in Belfast city centre. There's only 40-odd spaces for black taxi drivers. There have been false promises from the DRD and the DOE about supplying more taxi ranks for taxi drivers. Traffic wardens this past number of weeks have been putting tickets on taxi drivers. Taxi drivers are getting harassed in their place of work, Stephen. And it's not fair. You can go into your work in the BBC, you're not getting harassed in it. Black taxi drivers are getting harassed, right? Well, if I was getting a salary, you were getting, Stephen, I would take all the harassment of the day. Black taxi drivers in Belfast city centre are not getting a proper wage. And I can tell you...
Well, you lot did a go slow last night, right?
Well, you brought traffic
to a standstill.
Well, Stephen, we drove around the city centre because we're getting moved on by traffic attendants and the PSNA. And what is the tell us, if you can't get onto the taxi rank, keep driving. So what are we meant to do, Stephen? Give us our money back for our operator's license, and then we'll join the unemployment ranks like everybody else.
Yeah, but Robert, what are you doing? You're taking it out on people trying to get home from work.
Look, you're
blocking the roads. You're taking it out on people trying to get home from work. That's your response?
No, Stephen, it's not our response. You get onto the DRD and get onto the DRD. I'll tell you another thing here, Stephen. 500 black taxi drivers are part of the public transport system. Buses double park in Wellington Place, Donegal Square East, and all over the city centre, and nobody in them. I asked you this question. You go to the traffic attendants and find out how many tickets are put in buses. None. So we're getting discriminated against here, Stephen. This isn't funny, Stephen.
The protest that you've carried out, it's the second in 5 days.
Well, Stephen, unfortunately, there's 500 black taxi drivers. There was only a token amount of drivers, but within the coming days, it could be a full-out strike with the 500 taxi drivers. So hopefully the DRD and the DOE get their act together. Why did they charge us £500 each for an operator's license to tell us when we could sit and play for trade? Where are we going to sit and play for trade? 40 odd spaces for 500 black taxi drivers during the day. Most of the ranks around Belfast city centre, I know where they're from. 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. So what are you doing after that, Stephen? Sit in the house?
Well, what locations are we talking about here? Where this is traffic wardens giving you tickets, right?
For Donegal Square North. If nobody knows where it is, at the front of the City Hall. And they're doing it in the Mayor Street, Glengall Street, all over the place. They're moving taxi drivers on, Stephen. Stephen, this isn't funny now. The funny end of this conversation's over. Taxi drivers are out trying to get a living for their families, and they can't get a living. Now, I can tell you, there's hundreds of spaces in Donegal Place. The PSNA and the City Council are objecting. Why are they objecting? We're part of the public transport system.
Well, because you can't sit at the side of the road in a major city centre, Robert.
Well, Stephen, do yourself a favour.
You're blocking roads, aren't you?
Excuse me, Stephen.
Where we're talking about here, by the way, we're talking about the front of Marks and Spencer's, right? That's what we're talking about.
No, we're talking on the opposite side. Now, I tell you what, Stephen, I don't know when the last time, I'm not been cheeky with you, I don't know when the last time you walked into the city centre. There's hundreds of parking spaces down there, and there's cars parked in them, and they're not having down and monitored it, and they're not disabled cars. People are driving and parking in the city centre and driving in and shopping, and they're moving public hire taxis on who's part of the public transport.
Are none of your local politicians supporting you?
Castle Court, a big shopping centre, no wheelchair accessible taxi ranks outside Castle Court, Castle Place, High Street, Bridge Street, all over the city centre. Why is there no ranks here? The DRD and the DOE have to get the act together. Did they call on us, 500 black taxi drivers, to pay £500 each for an operator's license?
And are none of your... Robert,
you get them relevant people on the air. You get them on the air. You get your team in the background to contact them and get that sorted out.
You're angry.
Yeah, I'm very angry, Stephen. I'm sitting here with no money in my pocket like many other taxi drivers. I hope you all have a nice Christmas, because we're not having one.
So you're a working man. You're not sitting in the house. You're not refusing to work. You're going out and you're trying to earn a living. And what you're saying is the DRD and DOE won't work with you.
100% right. They're ignoring us and all the relevant bodies in the city centre. And the taxi drivers are hard workers, genuine people doing a living, are trying to get a living. And how would you like to go into your place of work? I know you double park and all the stuff that day, Stephen, but we're not on $250,000 a year. If you want to get real here, we're not on $250,000. Taxi drivers aren't even earning $10,000 a year.
I hear you. I hear you. So tell me this.
Stephen, this is serious.
I know it's serious. So I'm taking it seriously. So what has changed, Robert? What's different from last year?
Well, the traffic wardens have been bombarding Donegal Square North. Give one of our drivers a ticket last week. We have to park in the city, gateways and everything. The Donegal Square North, you know what it is, Stephen? It's a 7-car rank. Stephen, are they going to get real here? You know what I mean? Honestly, are they going to get real? Donegal Place. There could be a feeder rank in Donegal Place. There's hundreds of spaces in there, Stephen. Believe me, go down and see all the cars parked in them and look at them. There's no disabled badges on them.
Let Barry and Bangor speak to you. Go on, Barry.
What's Barry? Hi, Dan. Stephen. Tell it is. We're tradesmen. We work in the city centre every day. We've nowhere to park. We have to pay for parking and carry all our stuff to the place of work. These taxi men, yes, they pay their thing, but they not get the use of the bus lanes.
Well, we don't
get the use of the bus lanes.
So what do you want them to do? Where do you want them to trade, Barry?
Well, at the end of the day, if there's a taxi from outside and it's not black taxi, they're not allowed to do any pickups in the city centre.
This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. We're what they call the Hackney carriage vehicles in Belfast. We are the only taxis within the 5-mile radius of Belfast allowed to be hailed on the streets by any member of the public.
No, I get that. But
seems to be this guy in Bangor doesn't get it.
But you don't expect Robert to be able to...
Look, Stephen, get somebody on from Belfast. You're getting somebody on from Bangor. But what's he know about Belfast?
Go on, Barry.
These guys don't like it, but it's their way of the highway. That's what I laugh about. The black taxis, right? So it's a joke, an absolute joke. There's lots more than taxi drivers trying to work around that city. And, they're the worst scenarios. Like, I'm in there all the time.
Barry, speak to Robert directly. Say good morning to him.
Hello, Robert.
Good morning, Barry.
How you doing? Well, my
I'm not doing too well because I'm not getting a living. Barry, maybe you're on a full-time job and fair GST. You've maybe a good wage coming in for Christmas, but you can slander down. You can slander down the radio.
All I'll say to you, like, if your job's not working out for you, it's maybe time to look for something else instead of crying on the rest of the world to support.
Well, I lost your question, guy. Why did the DOE charge me £500 for an operator's license that I could sit and play for trade on the streets and they haven't supplied enough taxi ranks? Do you think that's fair, person to person?
Well, I wouldn't say it's fair, but as you say,
Hold on, Robert.
As you say, you're a hackney taxi or whatever it is, so you're allowed to drive around and people can put their hand out and you stop and pick them up. So why don't you do it?
Well, that's what we were doing yesterday, but nobody seems to be sticking around.
Robert, do you want to apologise to those residents and citizens of Belfast yesterday who you lot disrupted by going on a go slow and all they were trying to do was get home? Do you want to apologise to them?
Well, what I would like to say, I apologise on the lack of management from the DOE and the DRD that we had to take that radical choice to do a drive slow round Belfast City Centre. We do not want to inconvenience the public.
Bye bye, Barry.
We don't want to inconvenience the public, Stephen, but it's lack of management within the DRD.
But you just inconvenience the public. You inconvenience the public anyway.
Sorry?
You inconvenience the public anyway.
I hear what you're saying, Stephen, but what are our courses of action? Can you tell me a better course of action that we could do when traffic wardens and the DRD and the DOE are ignoring us?
Here's Sammy next. Morning, Sammy.
Morning.
Go ahead, Sammy.
Is it set at every junction, though? And if you're in a lorry driving around the city centre or by junctions there, like White Rock, you can't get by them because they're sitting there and they just look at you. They don't care where the road's blocking around.
Well, they're trying to earn a living, Sammy.
Everybody has to earn a living. Nobody would let us sit on the side of the road. And we have to work at night sometimes to get our work done. During the day, we have that inconvenience.
So you have no sympathy for them?
Not really, no.
Vinti? Morning, Vinti. You're a taxi driver.
Yes, Stephen, but I'm not a black taxi driver. I have to say, all the time Robert Vaughan, I never ever agree with that man, but I do have some sympathy for them. I mightn't agree with what they're doing as regards to, you know, the holding up the traffic, but see the traffic wardens, Stephen, they do have them tortured sitting around there. Not just them, by the way. They have the private hire taxis like us as well, well tortured. And, you know, it's come to a head now, and somebody's going to have to do something about it somewhere. Robert's right. They need some management done to do something. You know, as I say, I never, ever agree with them, but I find myself agreeing with them today. But I don't agree with the drive, so they want to do another way about it, maybe. But traffic wardens, I want to sort something out about them, Stephen.
Well, the traffic wardens are doing their job. Like, all the traffic wardens are doing is doing their job.
You're right.
It's the DRD. It's the DRD and the minister who decides the policy.
Well, listen, see what Robert's saying about the ranks. I do believe that they've got certain ranks about the town, which there are no point to having them there because there's not the amount of work for the drivers to sit there and around the city centre. There is nowhere, not just for Robert and his friends to park their cars in the ranks, but for the likes of ourselves, there's two massive big depots in the city centre, and the drivers are free. There's nowhere for them to sit.
So, Robert, is it possibly the case that there are too many drivers? Because if you're all sitting at the side of the road, then you're not working, you're waiting for work, so maybe there are too many drivers.
Well, that's, once again, Stephen, that goes down to the careless management of the DRD, who give out DSV licences like Kentucky. And that's what it, once again, honestly, it all relates back to the DOE and the DRD. This problem relates to them, and they're ignoring it. And they're pushing, what they're doing.
It's not the DOE, it's the DRD.
The DRD is regarding taxi ranks. But you know what they're doing? They're putting, there's always been a half-good relationship between taxi drivers and traffic attendants. And they've created a bad... This is what they've done, Stephen. Honestly, they've put the working man against the working man, and they've created the problem. And they won't sort the problem out. And taxi drivers are frustrated, Stephen. Stephen, the minute I get into a taxi, I have to drive to Donegal Square North. You know, it's on my head. Not a job. Scared to get the traffic ticket. It's disgraceful, Stephen.
Well, the DRD have said in a statement that they met with representatives of the public hire taxi drivers on the 10th of June, right? At this meeting, the taxi drivers put forward a proposal to amend how the taxi ranks in Donegal Square, in other words, in and around Belfast City Hall, operate. Officials agreed to consider this proposal, consult with the main stakeholders, but Belfast City Council has rejected the proposal.
Correct.
And the PSNI has rejected it too on a number of occasions. So it's the Belfast City Council you should have your gripe with.
No, not
the DRD.
No, but what the DRD didn't put in their plans is Donegal Place. See, they put us in the Donegal Place to feed on the Donegal Square North. It solves the problem, Stephen. It solves the problem. Look, it's disgraceful. Why people here like us are not like us. Northern Ireland apparently is part of the United Kingdom. This is the only part of the United Kingdom where there's no taxi ranks inside a city centre. It's a disgraceful statement.
Now tell me this, there are talks of more protests coming. Is that true?
Stephen, what I said to you was earlier on there, there was a token, there's talking now, they're talking now about an all-out strike. All drivers will attend, and the common days, it could be not good. And unfortunately,
so what, gridlocking Belfast city centre for Christmas? That's what you're threatening?
Well, Stephen, well, look, please do me a favour. You've got a good research team there. Please get on to the DRD.
I will get on to
the DOA and get them onto your website sometime.
I'll tell you better than that. I'm going to try to get the minister on about this because you're dead right, Robert. The one thing that I can't agree with you on is that you're a working man. And this programme will always fight for the working man or woman. So we will get the minister on, or we will at least try to see if he will respond to working men in this country. Because you're not sitting in your backsides. You're actually shouting and roaring because you want to get out and work. So we will absolutely back you in terms of giving you a voice. Of course we will. Danny in Belfast. Stephen. Morning, Danny. Stephen. Hold on. Morning, Danny. Go ahead.
Morning, Stephen. How's it going?
Go ahead.
Stephen, I'm a black taxi driver myself. Yep. I'll tell you how bad it's became. I have to work nights because I can't work during the day because of the way the ranks are in the town. So I go in at night, Stephen. And when I'm in at night, Sir Chanda, they earn a wage, which is hard to get because you have private hire taxis now in the town, sitting on the ranks, picking up people. The DOE don't enforce the law, Stephen. The PSNI don't enforce the law.
Well, they do enforce the law. I can tell you that I'm dealing with a story where they do enforce the law.
They don't enforce the law, Stephen, in the taxi. In taxis.
Well, they do. You're about to hear a story coming up over the next few days, Stephen, where they do enforce the law.
Saturday night, Stephen, I can't get onto your rank on Warren Street because of you have public car taxis, you have Pona cab taxis, you have value cab.
And tell me this, are you all serious? Are you actually threatening an all-out strike over
Stephen,
the next few days?
I haven't done any strikes. As I say, I tell you, I don't go into town.
But have you heard talk about them?
But I will start to bring my taxi in during the day if there is going to be a strike. And I know other drivers who work nights. Who's going to do the same?
Let me squeeze you in. Robert in East Belfast. Morning, Robert.
Hello, Stephen.
Very quickly.
I was a black taxi driver in Belfast, and these guys, I support them. They're getting nothing but slated for absolutely nothing. The £500 that they paid, I already paid mine, and a year after I paid mine, I left. These guys are paying £500 on top of their tax, their insurance, and their rates and everything else that they're paying to sit on a rank that they can't get on. There's 7 bases at the front of the city.
Right, Robert, very, very quickly. Robert, here's what I can promise you. Michelle McIlveen is the DUP minister, right? So I will get on to the DUP today and we'll see if we can get the minister to respond to this, Robert, all right?
Well, the only thing I can do, Stephen, is put the drivers to hold back of an all-out strike till you get back on the air with her.
Right, well, we will do that.